Did you notice the altar this morning? Did you notice the cross next to the altar with the crown of thorns? Did you notice your pastor without robes, without stole, without a cross? Everything before us this morning is stripped down to the bare minimum to remind us that our Lord gave His all for us. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message today is All. We continue our sermon series from the prophet Isaiah. We've been living in the prophet Isaiah for all of our 6 Wednesday night midweek Lenten services. Last night's Monday-Thursday service, today's Good Friday, and tomorrow's multiple Easter services, all in the prophet Isaiah. Today our theme from Isaiah 52, verse 13. See, my servant, he will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Again, our theme is all. The word is pronounced kol in Hebrew, pas in Greek, omnis in Latin, alles in German, todos in Spanish, chuongbu in Chinese. It's the most superlative word in any language. What is it? A-L-L. All. Its synonyms include total, complete, entire, everything. Slang expressions include the whole hog, the whole shebang, the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax. All. It's the most superlative word for the most superlative section in the entire prophet Isaiah, the 4th servant song. Our text is in 52, verse 13. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. The Hebrew verbs translated raised and lifted up are used to describe only one person in the book prophet of Isaiah. Only one other person besides this text are the words high and lifted up used to describe. And that's the Lord God Almighty Himself. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, here's what we read. The prophet says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated upon His throne, raised high and lifted up. This Lord receives the cries of praises from the angel seraphim in verse 3 when they cry, holy, holy, holy. In verse 5, the prophet calls Him the King, the Lord of the heavenly armies. You see, the servant of the Lord and the Lord are one and the same. And this mystery is not fully explained to our Lord Jesus Himself, says in John chapter 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one. This servant had it all. And he would need it all. Because the 4th servant song composed by Isaiah was originally intended for 6th century B.C. exiles who were singing another song. Psalm 137, verse 4 was their song, and here's how it sounded. How can we sing the songs of Zion while in a foreign land? The people of Judah were exiles, captive in a foreign land called Babylon because, do you know why because? Because of their addiction to sin. A few years ago, a scientist did an experiment when he made cocaine available to monkeys. Maybe you heard about it. The monkeys would pull a lever, and the feeding tray would give them a hit of cocaine. Soon, the monkeys got addicted to cocaine. These were a bunch of happy monkeys. But then the scientist began to withhold the next fix. Can you guess how many consecutive times the average monkey pulled a lever to get his next fix of cocaine? 12,800 times. Can you imagine the monkeys just hitting that lever over and over and over again? I've got to have it. I've got to have it. I've got to have it. In the same way, we are addicted to sin. We come fixated on gossip and anger and worry and laziness and excuses and selfishness. Then we find ourselves in exile, in bondage, and we're stuck. We hit the lever over and over and over again. I've got to have it. I've got to have it. I've got to have it. And the result? We join the captive people of Israel singing our depressing, deadly dirge. How can we sing the songs of Zion when we are in exile in a foreign land? But to such captives, the prophet Isaiah had a different song. 52 verse 13, "See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted." This servant had it all. In Colossians 2:9 we read, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity dwelt bodily." And in Hebrews 1 verse 3, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being." Did you catch what those passages are talking about? Are you listening to what Scripture is saying this morning? Jesus isn't just an assistant to the Father. Jesus isn't a vice president of the cosmos. He's not some kind of backup quarterback for the universe. He isn't a junior partner in the firm with the Father. No, Jesus is a full-fledged member of the Godhead, equal with the Father in all things from all eternity. The Nicene Creed describes Jesus with these words, "Being of one substance with the Father." This servant had it all. And this servant gave it all. Isaiah 53 continues with these words. "He was stricken, smitten by God and afflicted, pierced, crushed, punished, led like a lamb to the slaughter, cut off from the land of the living, assigned to a grave with the wicked." That's why in 52:14 the prophet writes, listen to these words. Are you listening? "Many were appalled at him. His appearance was marred and disfigured beyond that of any man. This servant gave it all to the last drop of his blood." And this servant delivers it all. Isaiah 53:11 says, "By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many." This servant delivers what's needed the most, forgiveness of sin. And forgiveness of sin is at the very heart of Isaiah's personal experience. The great writer and prophet and poet of this book that bears his name saw a vision of the Lord in the temple of Jerusalem. And in Isaiah chapter 6, listen to what Isaiah says. "Then one of the seraphim flew to me, with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for. From the altar called Mount Calvary, our God touches us today with his blood-bought forgiveness. The confession and absolution we speak every Sunday declares it. The baptismal font seals it. The table of Holy Communion celebrates it. Paul declares this in Philippians 4, verse 19, when he says, and God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. All your needs. Total, complete, everything, the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax. He had it all. He gave it all. He delivers it all. Because it's part of God's eternal plan. Isaiah 53 verse 10 says that this whole business of the cross was God's will. Listen to what it says. The prophet writes, it was the Lord's will to crush him. Good Friday is not just a sad and moving tragedy. Oh, look what happened to poor Jesus. It wasn't a stopgap measure. It wasn't the Father in heaven's knee-jerk reaction to creation plummeting toward destruction. It was God's holy will. It was planned into the original blueprint written in the first script of Holy Scripture. Calvary is the decisive plan of the Heavenly Father, the plan before the creation of the world. And take note of this, our Lord Jesus, as part of the Holy Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Jesus was in on the planning. What does that mean? It means that our Lord Jesus intentionally planted the tree from which his own cross would be carved. It means Jesus voluntarily planted Judas into the womb of the woman who would give him birth that he might betray our Lord. It means he was the one that put into motion the political machinery that sent Pilate to Judah and Herod to Jerusalem. And it means he didn't have to do it, but he did it all for you and for me. Our depressing, deadly song of exile knows only bondage and captivity to sin and addiction to sin. How can we sing the songs of Zion when we live in a foreign land? But this song of exile is silenced by Isaiah's song, his new song that declares forgiveness and freedom and mercy. Isaiah says, see, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised high and lifted up and highly exalted. Are you listening? If you were to listen carefully on that first Good Friday, on that dark Good Friday when the suffering servant hang upon that cross for your sins and for mine, if you were to listen carefully, you would hear Isaiah's song that declares, a dark Friday will soon give way to a bright Easter. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. When the words of the servant's song about him who had it all and gave it all enters our ears and strikes our hearts, we cannot help but respond with one more song about all. But this song is not by the prophet Isaiah. This song is by Isaac Watts. It's a Good Friday hymn. And the hymn is entitled, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Listen to this song about all. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a tribute far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. He had it all. He gave it all. He delivers it all for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.